Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Authentic Leadership Podcast. I am your host, accredited coach, Cece Ojani Bekor. Today, I want us to have a bit of a think around why we need to schedule healthy alone time. For some people, the thought of spending alone time is scary. Maybe you worry your thoughts can take you to a difficult place if you're alone. So before you continue listening to this episode, I just want to remind you to seek the help of a therapist if you are really struggling mentally and emotionally. Get that help. This podcast episode is for four types of people. One, you might be someone who could handle being alone, but you just don't want to do it. Perhaps you suspect that all the concerns you've been suppressing will come bubbling to the surface. This was me in my 20s. Number two, perhaps you're someone who could handle being alone, but you seem unable to find the time to be alone. Your plate is full. You've got a spouse, kids, work, a business, etc., all these things that give your life meaning. But you're also exhausted and you don't schedule healthy alone time. Person number three, you are someone who does spend time by yourself, but you fill it up with busyness, activities in the home, you're bustling about, playing loud music. So yes, you're by yourself, but you're not with yourself. You're deliberately distracting yourself, maybe because a little part of you is like person number one, who's worried that all their concerns will come bubbling to the surface. The fourth type of person who'll benefit from listening to this episode, perhaps you're someone who isn't in an intimate relationship or you don't have kids, so you do spend time a lot by yourself. Yes, you do cherish it, but perhaps your aloneness morphs into loneliness. So if this is you, continue listening. Have you noticed how often, even when you're not in a hurry, you don't have anywhere to get to urgently, you're not running late? Have you noticed how you often find yourself still walking really, really fast, as though you are running late? It's become a bit of a habit. You're rushing here, you're rushing there, even when you don't have to. It's become automatic. You see, the kind of alone time I'm referring to here is the enjoyment of your own company. You're taking it slow. You're reducing the pace at which you do things. Now, with this kind of alone time, you're deliberate about scheduling it. You value it. It's a relief. You're taking the day out to be by yourself or a few hours alone. And again, you're moving at a slow and steady pace. You're not rushing around. And that includes walking slowly. If, say, for example, you've gone for a walk, there's mostly silence around you. You are being with yourself and you're glad about it. And no, you are not lonely. In this state of healthy aloneness, guys, some pretty amazing things can happen. Just ask around to hear about some of the ideas that have come to people you know, in this state of healthy aloneness. Why does healthy alone time even matter, though? Well, alone time can be an important form of downtime, an opportunity to rest, rejuvenate, including to rest your body physically. In a world where most of us have a tendency to be doing, 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 and going, 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 rest is so necessary. During healthy alone time, you get a chance to remember yourself, the you that is there, before all the roles you've taken on, before you're a dad, before you're a mom, before you're a spouse, before you're a founder, before you're a leader, the you that's there. You get to remember what you used to like doing, what you enjoyed, the simple things even. You get to remember you. And it can be quite a moving experience. As I mentioned earlier, in that space and in that stillness, Ideas come bubbling to the surface. Ideas for how to craft the life you'll enjoy living, business ideas, ideas for new projects and hobbies you'd like to try out, ideas you can act on, ideas that just don't seem to come to you during your usual very busy days. This alone time can also often lead to an overwhelming sense of gratitude. It bubbles up from within you. It's no secret. Creatives talk a lot about needing to spend time alone so that the creative ideas can come to them. But I put it to you that you don't need to be in the fine arts to appreciate and benefit from spending healthy alone time. Long before the pandemic years, I was someone who spent a good amount of time each month alone. I've created entire courses that I now offer for sale during these periods of alone time. I spend time alone as I'm writing my first book. I've traveled to lovely destinations around the world by myself. I've met interesting people, soaked it all in, the views, life, gratitude. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a business owner, I'm a wife, I'm a mom. Please note that what I'm talking about here is not a running away. This is not, I hate my life and I need alone time. No. If you're unhappy at home, there are other solutions you can work with. What we're talking about here is the deliberate, the intentional scheduling of alone time. It is a walking towards, it is a moving towards healthy me time, ideas time, rest time, fun time. It's moving towards exploration, discovery time. This kind of healthy alone time that I'm talking about is not avoidance or running away. So, how can you curate for yourself this kind of healthy alone time? First, you want to be intentional about doing it and be intentional about what it's going to look like. It is you scheduling alone time. You put it in your diary deliberately, thoughtfully. It's you telling whoever you need to tell, a spouse, the kids, that you'd like to get away for a bit, maybe for a morning, maybe for an afternoon, perhaps the whole day, perhaps even a couple of days. And you're doing it for some me time, for some ideas time, for some silence, for some self-care. Call it whatever you want. And the best part is, for those of you who have spouses, you can invite your spouse to curate some alone time for themselves too on another day that you both agree on. When I speak to clients in relationships about alone time, I remind them of the importance of suggesting it to their partners as well. Now, your partner might not feel the need to do this, but if you do, talk to them about it. Plan how it can happen. Now, once you've scheduled it and the day has come and you are alone, you can start by grounding yourself, taking deep breaths in and out, and planting your feet firmly on the ground so that you can be present. Being present simply means being here now. You're doing what you're doing and being where you're being here now in the moment. Being present is the opposite of being at home in the living room, but your mind has strayed to your office and the things you need to do. It's the opposite of being distracted. In this healthy alone time, you want to make your physical space nice for yourself if it isn't already. Get comfortable and then pick an activity that you will enjoy doing. Perhaps you're reading quietly. Perhaps you're reclining as you watch an old movie, one of your favorites. Perhaps you're napping, sleeping in. Perhaps you're just sitting quietly outside and gazing at the views. Perhaps you're doing some reflective writing. Perhaps you're drawing, painting. Perhaps you're doing something you used to love doing as a kid. Perhaps you're going for a walk just by yourself. Now, notice how you feel being with yourself. Just notice. Then you want to pick the next activity. Do it slowly, do it enjoyably, again with intention. And on it goes until the hours or the day is done. The main thing with healthy alone time is to enjoy yourself and to enjoy your own company. Some reflective writing, drawing, sketching is often helpful during such a sojourn. Allow ideas and solutions you've been trying to uncover to come through. Now, here are some things to watch out for as you plan and execute this healthy alone time. As the day, I beg your pardon, draws near, don't cancel, don't reschedule, don't bail out, because you might be tempted to. You see, if you're not in the habit of doing this kind of thing, as the day draws close, it can suddenly start to seem unnecessary or selfish. These are the narratives you'll start telling yourself. Just observe and ask yourself, how interesting that I'm saying that wanting time to do something like this is quote unquote selfish. Where did I learn that? Was I taught to be busy, 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 busy? Was I not allowed to rest, perhaps, when I was growing up? Another common avoidance narrative is, well, what am I going to do by myself? I don't want to spend alone time. What am I going to do by myself? That's always an interesting one. And again, just notice and ask, why don't I want to be by myself? What am I afraid will happen? Why do I always need to be around other people? When you do actually spend the alone time, notice thoughts like, oh, well, I'm bored now, or oh, let me get back out into the world, go to that noisy cafe and chill. I'm still alone, right? Or let me just quickly dash here or there to do that thing. Your alone time becomes admin time, and you're running around doing shopping, etc. What about this one? Ugh, this is a waste of time. This alone time thing doesn't work. Let me just grab my laptop and do some work. These are all avoidance tactics, avoidance of being alone. Just notice them. If a couple of days away is too much for you, start small. Spend a couple of hours alone. Spend a morning alone, an afternoon alone, and build from there. But you see, guys, we can't not schedule this kind of solo time and then complain to others that we never have the space to think, or we're too busy, or we're too stressed, or arg, I'm being pulled in 100 different directions. You have the power to schedule solo time for yourself. Arrange your home and your work around it and just do it. Make alone time a regular habit. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. I'm sure that was helpful. Get in touch. Let me know. Did you spend some alone time? What came up when you did? As always, if you want to reach out to me for coaching or training of your teams, go to themainprotagonist.com/apply or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Just look for CC, CECE, Ojani, OJANY. Thank you, as always, for your time, attention, and your energy.